Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Monday morning. 251-343-0106. That is the text line. That's your best opportunity to get in touch with this very program. Joining us now on the line, as he does every Monday morning, fresh from a wild weekend, from what I understand, Dell Jackson, WVNN Yellowhammer News. Seven things you should be talking about this morning or today or whatever it is. Dell, how are you?
I am doing great. How are things over there at the 1619 project or whatever it is?
Yeah, that's I knew that joke was coming. I wish I had a sound effect. Anyway, did you get a good night's sleep?
I did.
That's good to hear. I get a little dust up with the Durant campaign this weekend. I guess I should have known better, but I guess a Brit campaign trackers followed Durant around now that they don't see Mo Brooks as their primary threat, and ambushed Durant outside of a Houston County Women's Republican Club event and asked him to denounce the Lincoln Project. Speaking of projects, and he just kind of ignored him on the way in, ignored him on the way out. Do we need a denunciation? I'm not big on these denunciations. I think they're kind of silly. Do we need a denunciation from Mike Durant of the Lincoln Project?
All right, before we get into this about how silly it is, are you the first one to post it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know if that was the case. I saw that you had posted it first. I thought it was. So they got on you for posting it. Is that the gist?
Yes, so essentially I posted it to my Twitter account, and they really and I heard from the campaign about it. First, I heard from Jessica Taylor, not going to be a United States Senator, Jessica Taylor. And then I heard from a high-ranking member of the Durant campaign, and it was like, I can't believe you posted a tracker video. Oh, my God, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Your tracker video, that's not allowed. And I've been doing these things. I didn't know tracker video was like – divorce papers or something, or
and why wouldn't you be allowed to?
I don't know. It's just why. And I was my response was why don't you just say I denounce the Lincoln Project and save the day?
Yeah, we wouldn't even be talking about this now, right?
Well, so this individual sends me back a link to one of my stories. I guess a few months back, Mike Durant had spoken to a group up in Madison and said he wasn't even aware they existed anymore and he was not associated with them. And I said, that's not a denunciation. That is just, I don't even know what they are. And then it just kind of deteriorated from there, but we still are walking away without a denunciation.
How weird. What a weird, weird thing. Well, enjoy your little controversy over the next couple of days because that's Durant just, I guess, is going to walk right into this and not denounce it. So he's going to keep getting asked it, and it's going to come up. I talked about today in the seven things, and I'll tell you, it's a big story because I think it tells the Durant story that his opponents want to push and that he definitely does not want, but he's not doing enough to put it down. He's just not doing that. I'm sorry. He had an opportunity. He didn't. Now that clip's out there. You're going to hear it on talk radio. You're going to hear people talk about it. It'll be written up at Yellowhammer at 1819. It'll be everywhere. And Republican primary voters will see this. And, oh, enjoy the ad that this is in now. So congratulations. And don't think for a second that had the Durant campaign had a tracker video of anybody that they wanted to put out there and they sent it to Jeff Poor that he wouldn't have posted.
Well, would you like to hear that there is an aspect of that to this story. So I said to this individual, and by the way, if this individual's upset I'm telling all this, he didn't tell me it was off the record. So here we are talking about it on live radio. This was my suggestion to the high-ranking member of the Durant campaign. Why don't you go get one of your trackers, go find Katie Britt, and go ask Katie Britt to denounce former Congressman Parker Griffith and see if you sit on if you get that clip and she walks past you twice, if you sit on that clip. And the response was, when you start taking my radio advice, I'll start taking your political advice. And
oh,
then,
my Lord, why are they making you the enemy here?
I don't know. It's the stupidest thing. Why, you know, don't. I mean, I am trying my hardest, trying not to just go scorched earth on these guys.
Well, you know what kills me about that is, Jeff, you know, don't take this the wrong way. It's not an insult or anything like that, but you might read it the wrong way. You're a pass-through source. That's okay.
But I mean, that's what I do for a living. I make my living, okay?
Right, right. I'm just saying, you're a pass-through source. I mean, if they... I 100% agree with you. You're being honest here. Had they come to you with something similar, you absolutely would have put it out there. As long as you thought it was legit, I have no doubt in my mind you would have run with
you
it.
You know what I think? You could go and look at my stories and figure out and connect the dots there, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, it's just grow up.
I mean, you take that as an insult, what I just said?
No, not at all. I mean, that's the way this business works. And every journalist does it. It's part of the game, but you're trying to be fair and just trying to put it out there. Let people make up their mind. Is it stupid? If it's stupid, then ignore it. You know, I'm not trying to pass judgment on any campaign's oppo. But don't come at me when I am, like I said, I'm just acting as the messenger, the intermediary here.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't. To me, it makes no sense to be mad at you about this. I mean, you're not Alabama's premier political journalist and commentator or Alabama's most trusted journalist, but you are an entity that's a player, and it's incredibly stupid for them to push back like this as if you've done something even remotely wrong when we know you haven't.
So tell me something. If you are Alabama's most trusted journalist and you're the trustworthy scale, a 10 out of 10, mm-hmm. And let's say, I'm not going to name any names, but I'll let you do that. Where is Jeff Poor on the Dale Jackson trustworthy scale?
You're about an 11. I believe everything. I mean, but I'm a 12, so I'm still the most trusted. It's a 12 point scale, and I'm 12 out of 12. You're 11 out of 12. Yeah, I don't question what you put out there. And I mean, I'm not stupid.
What's on video? I mean, like, that's the thing.
I know. And the part that amazes me is, again, everyone knows that if you've got something you won't put out there, give it to Jeff Poor and he'll put it out there. I mean, that's not an insult. It's a fact. And I think that people need to see this stuff as it comes out. And Jeff will put it out there. Jeff put videos out with Durant. And Britt going back and forth, or excuse me, Brooks
Mo,
and Durant.
Yeah.
Brooks and Britt, excuse me, going back and forth. You know, were people mad at you about that? Was Durant mad at you about that? I doubt it.
The thing I get is, why aren't you fact-checking? I'll get that sometimes. Or why aren't you, like, it's not my job.
And what are you going to fact-check about this? He didn't announce it. What are you going to do with that?
Well, back when it was Katie versus Mo, it was Mo kept bringing up, I guess, something to do with Roy Moore and Katie Britt and Roy Moore and Richard Shelby, whatever, and that the Mo's timeline was allegedly off, and I needed to point that out. I mean, no, you know, if you really want to dig that deep, then go do it yourself. But this is what he said, and I am just
saying. Or go on the record. Send a statement saying, here's our response to that timeline, and I guarantee you would have talked about that.
Yeah, but it's just you got to learn how this game is played. You're at a very high upper echelon level, U.S. Senate. This is not some... This is not Angela McClure territory, right? This is a U.S. Senate race.
I don't get it. I really don't get why they, A, didn't denounce it, and what he thought he was going to benefit from just stomping through there. I mean, he's not above campaigning, is he? I mean, is that the gist?
Okay, so that's kind of my assessment. It feels that way sometimes. I said this. I've told this to you know, other consultants. I think... He gets to events late. He leaves early. He doesn't do the retail politicking, and it just feels like he's and he said this, and we got this on video. If we ever have to use it, we will. But he said that he's busy trying to run his company, and he's trying to balance that with a Senate race. Well, I mean, you're running for Senate, are you? You're running your company. You're gonna have to pick one or the other because you're not gonna be able to be a U.S. senator and run your company at the same time either.
Yeah, I don't get that either. I thought he was supposed to divest himself.
He's divested, but he's still in charge of it.
Oh, so he sold out his shares or whatever.
Yeah, he sold them to his employees.
Maybe to a blind trust, but he's still operating as a CEO until he wins?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, that's a little odd. But, I mean, it's not really illegal or wrong about that, per se. I just look, the whole thing is just silly. Hey, what do you think about the group of the Lincoln Project, where most Republicans view them as groomers, grifters, and all around terrible people? No comment.
Well, no comment. It was just like, why won't you denounce the Lincoln Project? And it just was just stone faced, walked by.
All you had to do was say, I do.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And we don't even see this. We don't even see this. And he just says, I do. That's it.
Or put out a statement. I denounce the Lincoln Project.
I mean, the Lincoln Project, everyone knows this, but I mean, let's just do this real quick. It's a reviled group of grifters that attacks pretty much every Republican who will not outright denounce Donald Trump. They've made it clear that in 2022, their goal is to keep Democrats in power. I mean, yes, Durant had an image of his appear in like a 2020 ad by the group. And then, you know, all you have to do is understand that they are a group of anti-Trump media darlings who raise money off of liberals who like Republicans, who hate Republicans that support other Republicans. I mean, this is not hard to figure out.
But in his defense, I don't think that we need to run around expecting a denunciation from every Republican candidate over something we don't like or the left, whatever. But you're still going to get hit with this. And it's not so much a principle thing. It's just, this is not a headache you need at this point of the Senate campaign. Why aren't you doing something about it? And it's not that you must denounce it because it's a bad, evil organization. Just put it to bed and go talk about what you want to do as U.S. Senator.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. But, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Do you denounce the Lincoln Project? Yep.
I mean, yeah. It's just not a good look.
And by the way, let's be clear here. As you said, since then, they still haven't denounced the Lincoln Project in conversation with you. And you also have to remember another side of this, too. Why did Katie Britt, let's say it's Katie Britt's team or it's Alabama Rhino, but, you know, the same thing. Katie Britt aligned entities. Why did they think that this was a good question?
Yeah, I mean,
because they knew his position. They knew it. And they just wanted to get him on camera saying it, right?
Yeah, now they got something they could use. And surprisingly, I mean, it's made the rounds, but they're upset about it. And I don't know, like, why they think the rules of U.S. Senate campaigns are any different this cycle than they have been in the past. I guess we've had, 2017 and 2020 now, so the past 5 years, I mean, this is kind of how the game is right now, guys.
I'm telling you, we are going to end up in a situation, if Durant is the nominee, we're going to end up in a Roy Moore situation.
You think?
They're going to hit him with this incest stuff from his dad and him saying, oh, he's a great guy on my radio show. They're going to hit him with that. And they're going to hit him with all the stuff from his sister. They're going to hit him with that in the primary. If he makes it into the runoff, they're going to hit him again. If he makes it into the general, the Washington Post is coming.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the three candidates that are the Democrat qualified candidate. They're not Doug Jones.
Do you think they care? You don't think that they want to be able to say, "Oh, here go the Alabama Republicans again, nominating another person."
Fair enough.
Sexual stuff in the past, and look, what is Mitch McConnell doing about it? What is Tom Cotton doing about it? What you know? And then they just ask everyone, "What is the guy running in New Hampshire doing again about?" You know, that's just what they're going to do.
And they'll do that. It won't be the same outcome, as I guess you're not going to get a Democrat winning that U.S. Senate race.
I don't think that's the case. I just think they'll use it as a weapon against them, right? And they'll continue.
And it becomes a liability, and Durant is now going to be a U.S. senator, but he's a liability to the party.
That's what they'll say, yeah. And then I look at it like this. We have a guy that is – this is my take, not Jeff's. I know Jeff doesn't do stuff like this, but we have a guy who – you know, even Steve Flowers.
That's your buddy.
Alabama's pretend premier political journalist and commentator, and basically Richard Shelby. He comes out and says that Mo Brooks is the known conservative voice. If you want a small government conservative, it's Mo Brooks. Oh, by the way, he's also very smart. So...
No. You forgot about the part where he was got sideways with the old crusty segregationist.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Forgot on one side you have Steve Flowers and all the people that want to make black people drink out of different water fountains, and on the other side you got Mo Brooks, a small government true conservative. Ooh, who do I go with? Who do I go with?
So you forgot that part. I mean, that was an integral part of that Steve Flowers presentation. Now, we like Steve Flowers here. Like I said, he had something that you can't get, and I don't know why. But
oh, yeah, I agree. It is definitely something you're not going to get anywhere else. I mean, nobody wants it.
Don't be a hater.
Oh, I am a hater.
Hater nerd!
I'm a hater in this situation. Okay. What's this next column about?
What is it? Didn't I send it to you? No, it's about Richard Shelby.
Oh, let me guess. I looked into Richard Shelby's belt buckle.
No. You weren't that far off. It was Alabama's greatest senator is Richard Shelby something. He's written this column like five times.
There's not a reflective belt buckle in this story?
You just stop. Just let it go. You just got to let it go. We know where you are on this one now.
No, I'm going to push further and further every single week.
Yeah, well, I had to, it's always every week. There's some profanity that has to be bleeped out. But anyway, Dell, folks want to find you online. They want to check out your seven things, or they want to shoot you at Google. Tell them where they can look.
I like how you've owned that. Like, shoot me at Google's the Jeff Poorism that I really, really enjoy.
Does any of your other radio host ask you to promote yourself like this at the end of the segment?
Yeah, they do, actually.
Shoot me a Google?
Yeah, shoot me a Google. At the Dale Jackson. I always say Jeff Poor says shoot me a Google. Shoot me a Google. At the Dale Jackson. You can hear me in Birmingham on Talk 995, WVNN, in Huntsville, at yellowhammernews.com, plus Yellowhammer Now videos. Go check all that stuff out. I'm a 12. Out of 12 on the honesty scale. Jeff Poor, 11 out of 12. Remember that.
Well, that's a badge of honor in itself. Guys, let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
First draft here in a way.